discussing here a moment ago Peter Thiel. He is the highest, most accomplished tech advisor, if you will, in the Trump administration. He is a billionaire, an investor, a Facebook board member, and a couple of days ago said that Google should be investigated by the FBI and the CIA because he says Google is helping out the Chinese military and not the United States when it comes to national security and so forth. And so this is one of the big questions out there as far as, is the United States ready for a tech war, if you will? Can we sustain that? Can we deal with that? Are we good, Alex? Do we have Dan Gerstein on the line? All right. Dan Gerstein, join me, a senior policy researcher at the RAND Corporation, jumping on with us today to discuss this more in detail. And Dan, what I just said, in case you missed it, these comments by Peter Thiel, I just want you to weigh in on that real quickly before we go on to other portions of the conversation. But Peter Thiel, the highest ranking member, if you will, of the tech world, Silicon billionaire, says that we should be investigating Google, the CIA, the FBI. He says Google is helping out the Chinese and the Chinese military to the detriment of America. What is your response when you hear that?
Well, Steve, that's the first I've heard of it. But I will say that, with technology, anybody who is using the technology has the opportunity to use it for legitimate purposes, but also for the sorts of activities that Mr. Thiel is talking about. But I can't comment on the veracity of that particular allegation.
But obviously, coming from Peter Thiel, you would take it seriously. He's a serious individual. By the way, Dan Gerstein is a senior policy researcher at the RAND Corporation. And your question posed is the Trump administration, is the United States government ready for a tech war of any sort? Now, why do you pose this question?
It really falls on the heels of what Peter Thiel is talking about. We've got a situation in which the United States used to have a monopoly on research and development. And for many years, it has made us an economic powerhouse and a military superpower. And when you look at us today, we've gone from about 70% of the R&D back in 1960 to now we're about 30%, actually a little less than 30%, which means that others, other nations, other individuals have technology and can be competitors. And so I see this as an emerging technology war. You're seeing it waged with things like the 5G discussion for cellular technology, hypersonics for military technology, and the list goes on and on of technologies that we're no longer necessarily leading in. And so that's of concern.
So let me ask you this, because one of the things we hear a lot about, and I'm sure this must weigh into it, is the theft of intellectual property. When you have the Chinese, the easiest example to give, that are more than willing to steal intellectual property from Americans and American corporations and use it for themselves, is that one of the places that we lose our edge?
Absolutely. When you look at some of the reverse engineering that's been done, you can go at some of our adversaries and competitors, and you can see that they have indeed used our technology, and they're making very effective systems based on that. So, yeah, it's absolutely something to worry about. On the IP, it's even more interesting because the Chinese have a very different philosophy on intellectual property than we do. We consider it to be an individual gets the primacy. For the Chinese, it's public. So you can see that we're already creating a bit of a tension there.
And one of the things that you talk about specifically, and this is and should be of concern to those listening to the program today, Dan, you point out that they're advancing rapidly into biologics, genomes and genomics and molecular diagnostics, all of these places of high tech, AI, medicine. We're talking about creating cures. We're talking about creating mechanisms to deal with disease and so forth. An area that the Chinese only occupy about 10% of the space right now, but not long ago, they were at zero. So it's a rapid advancement, isn't it?
It is a rapid advancement, and I think that they have understood, I think President Xi has actually understood that biotechnology is sort of the next emerging field. And what you see is that this confluence between, say, biotechnology, artificial intelligence, and the Internet of Things could wind up actually changing the way we think about humanity. You could begin to see that you have this merging of these three technologies in ways that could be very dangerous.
So what do we do about it? We've got about a minute and a half here. Dan Gerstein here with us for the RAND Corporation talking about the tech war possibilities. What do we do to defend ourselves when we hear things like what Peter Thiel says about Google sharing its information with China but not with the United States? You've got these giant corporations that are looking for a profit, and if China shows up with a satchel full of cash, maybe they go that way. Too many interconnected things, too many fragilities, really, that have me not too confident in the future, I suppose. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried, too. I think the Trump administration was short-sighted in pulling money for basic research. That's very important. It's the seed corn for the next generation of technologies. So I'd like to see them restore all of the basic research. I think we also have to take a look at how we're defending ourselves, export controls and regulations. And, you know, this it's good to share technology with allies and friends, but we also need to ensure that we are having primacy in areas that we consider to be of the most priority. I think what we're seeing that happened with the Russians and the air defense system, that is a real problem because our F-35 was supposed to be sold to Turkey, and now the Turks have bought the Russian air defense system. So you can imagine we want to have...
Very complicated. Yeah, very complicated, Dan. We have to leave it there. We'll pick up this conversation very soon. Dan Gerstein from the RAND Corporation. The problem with high tech is it can get stolen and shared. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.